Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody doesn't like the wait-and-see approach. What's his name? Her name? Their name?
Angry Rams fan.
Oh, well, you're angry to begin with. Angry is a choice, my friend. I mean, I would love to be declarative that this is what we're going to see and this is what's going to happen. That would be a lie. I mean, we don't know. We have an idea. We have an expectation. We have question marks. We know what we feel good about. We know what we don't. And that's all we can speak on. When we actually see things, then we can be more declarative. Those are just my thoughts. Do you have the Nick Saban? Or, well, is there anything else off the text line?
No.
Yeah. Oh, you got that Nick Saban clip where he defines toughness. And basically, in his opinion, toughness is what does it take to break you? Go ahead, Jake.
I think something that everybody's got to realize that's a little bit different now is we've kind of raised the bar in college football. We've raised the bar in the SEC. In terms of what we've accomplished and what we do. And everybody's chasing us. I mean, just look at all the teams that we play that have coaches that have been here in leadership roles, whether it's Georgia, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Oregon, Auburn's defensive coordinator, all over the league, everybody that we play. People are hiring people from this organization to try to figure out what we do. So what we do is important. But how we do what we do becomes more and more important. And that's for every guy here in terms of how we do what we do. We got to do it better. So our goal is to have the kind of team that nobody wants to play. And that means that we have to impose our will to dominate the competition all the time. So what does that take? The first thing you have to do is you have to have toughness. You got to be tougher than everybody that we play. But, you know, I've never stood up here in all the time that I've been here and ever really defined toughness for you. The way I'm going to define toughness to you, because I'm talking about mental toughness and I think everybody can relate to it, is it's all about what does it take to break you? And the reason I come to this is we had to put hurricane windows in our house in Florida on the beach. So I asked the guy, how do you figure out that these windows are better than those windows? What does it take to break them? All right, so if you really think about toughness and mental toughness, what does it take to break you? I don't care what circumstance you're faced with. What does it take to break your focus because you get frustrated about what happened on the last play? What does it take to make you give in because it's hot outside? Or you're tired, or you don't feel like running to the ball, or giving effort, or finishing the play like you should, because of how you feel, whether you're a little bit hurt. What does it take to break you? I'm not saying it's our goal to try to break you. It's just the way it is in football. When you go through camp, it's going to be difficult because you're getting yourself ready to play an entire season at a high level. So everybody here has got to have a lot of mental toughness to be able to sustain what we do at a high level. And just because you got beat on the last play, that can't affect your next play. Or that's breaking you. Your frustration is breaking you. Just because you miss a block or you get blocked or you miss a tackle or you fumble the ball. What does it take to break you?
So I should have specified before the clip this was while he was still the coach at Alabama. He's talking to them at the beginning of their fall camp. So just to, so we kind of get caught up, he's talking to his team and he's explaining to them how he defines toughness. What does it take to break you? Basically, we're about to put you through hell, called fall camp, get your butts ready for it. So I got to ask Jake, are you a hurricane window or are you a regular window? How tough are you, Jake? Bad news, Bach.
Probably just a regular window.
He's just I'm a regular window. That hurricane's destroying me. I thought that was a phenomenal way of defining toughness. Like, what does it take to break you? I'll never forget when I was playing at Nebraska, our head coach asked the strength coach, Dave Kennedy, who we had on last fall. I'll try to get him again this fall during football season. How do you define toughness or physicality? How do you define physicality? Coach K, as we called him, said, what happens at the point of contact? Like, who knocks the other person backwards? That's how he defined physicality. That's obviously always stuck with me. Because sometimes physicality can be, there's crossover with toughness, but it can be confused with toughness. Toughness, like if you're not a physical player, you might get knocked on your butt 1,000 times. Toughness is getting up 1,001. You might not be the most physical player, but you're a tough player. Does that make sense, Jake, the difference there?
Yeah, I can see that.
So you got to have physicality, but you've also got to have toughness. And one of the reasons that clip stuck out to me, other than I thought it was a great way of defining toughness, was at some point this season, Nebraska is going to get hit in the mouth. Like somebody's going to come out with the game plan and take an early lead at some point. 12 games, a lot of talented teams, good teams, good coach teams. They're lifting weights. They're watching film. At some point, somebody's going to make a run in a game. At some point, the ball's not going to bounce our way. At some point, we're not going to get a call that we love. And how do you respond? And if it continues to go that way, how do you respond? What does it take to break your will in the middle of a game? Now, it's interesting. He was talking to them at the start of fall camp. And fall camp, and I do think this was back when they could do the 2-1-2-1, which is two-a-days, one day, one practice, two-a-days, one day. When I first started at Nebraska, it was two practices. Now there are no two-a-days. There's different ways to develop toughness. But, I mean, I remember decades ago, some teams would do three-a-days for a while. Remember the Titans? They did three-a-days when they got in trouble. Of course, that's a movie. But who's to say it wasn't real? At some point, something's not going to go our way. Probably at multiple points this year, because that's how football works.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
How do you respond? Is there toughness? Do you fight back? What does it take to break you? I just imagine a window. Is it still rocking solid or is that hurricane breaking through? And going into fall camp, that is always the, in my opinion, it was always the toughest time of the football season. Spring ball, there were certain things, winter conditioning, especially the early morning. Y'all know I'm a wonderful early morning person. I love it. But the early morning workouts and summer conditioning, oddly enough, as much of a not morning person as I am, we always had two options when we could work out. 7 a.m. I think the other one was at 1. One time in 4 years, I went to the 1 o'clock workout. And that's because I had a class conflict at some random point for my accounting class. I always chose the 7 a.m. one. Part of it was it's a lot hotter at 1. Part of it was I like getting things done early in the day. I don't like. Like, I like working out, but I don't like looking forward to 100 degrees on the turf and things of that nature. So I would always get up and go to the 7 a.m. meeting. But fall camp, with the Huskers, camp just closed. They've still got more practices before Cincinnati. This is throughout the entire offseason. You're setting the culture. But a lot of the toughness is formed in these fall camp days.
Remember when it was like 100? When it was like 94? There was a scrimmage where Nebraska ran 110 plays in a 94 on a 94 degree day with insane humidity just within the past week or two. Like, you've obviously got to be smart, but there's a level of toughness that you're building in that. What are your thoughts on all this, Jake? And what's a level of toughness that, and don't say I want to wait and see, that texter doesn't want to hear this. What's the level of toughness that you expect to see from the Huskers this year?
Well, to be fair to that texter too, they said that that text was directed towards more of the fans than pundits and talking heads. So,
Then it's okay.
Yeah,
then it's okay. He wasn't calling us out.
So I'll just wait and see. No, but it is. I mean, it is interesting, and I love to kind of get those fall camp stories. And you hear it from just about everybody. You kind of get tired of hitting each other by the end of it. And then, you know, at sometimes it can start to get frustrating and maybe a little bit more fights picking up toward the end, all that sort of stuff. So, you know, it's something that it's a grueling process. It's not the most exciting part, obviously, of the season. But it is, you know, hopefully you're forming, you know, that bond together and through toughness and, mm-hmm. and kind of building that as well. And as we know, I mean, that's, you're going to be tested, but your toughness is going to be tested, you know, and you don't have to wait till midseason. Of course, that'll happen. It'll be more, you know, it'll kind of weigh on you and stack up over the years, but or over the games. But from week one, your toughness will be tested. So, you know, it's cool to kind of hear that. I like to hear, especially, I mean, I listen to Nick Saban, obviously one of the best of all time to do it, you know, to kind of talk to his team and how he approached it. And you know, it's also interesting, you know, because you kind of think about Saban and where they are now. And where the Huskers once were, right? Where, you know, he was kind of going at the beginning of that, like everybody's taking our players, trying to copy us, approach from us. And so we got to elevate it up to another level. And that's what, you know, Matt Rhule has said too, is, you know, there are things that normal, maybe a team would take this day off or not do this in practice. But he says, you know what, we're behind some teams right now. So we got to do the additional to make up for that.
No, that makes a ton of sense. And I talked about this a few weeks ago. But one thing that encourages me, all right, before I go into that, let me just throw this out there in the universe, and then you can assassinate me for it, okay? What if we lose to Cincinnati? How does the team respond? Mm. I don't expect us to. But what if we do? What happens then? Does the bubble just burst? What do we do the rest of the 11 games? And the reason I bring that up, again, not to give it away, I believe we're going to beat Cincinnati. We will do more recon and dive into that a little bit more as we get closer to the game, which is a week from today, by the way. How exciting is that?
That's awesome.
The thing, and I mentioned this before, that gives me legit confidence in the toughness of Matt Rhule's team so far here at Nebraska. I mean, technically, Matt Rhule's under 500 right now. His record at Nebraska is under 500. But I would say arguably the two toughest losses that we've experienced while he was here was Indiana last year. What did that team do the very next week? They went to Columbus, and a team that destroyed everybody else in the college football playoff. They were ahead with 7 minutes to go and had a very real shot to win that game. They responded, is my point. His first year, the Michigan game. Now, again, these are two teams that won the national championship, but Matt Rhule was so upset. Instead of coming in for let's watch film, let's lift, let's do a light run, get the soreness out. No, we're going to practice on Sunday. To this day, I still don't think I've ever heard of that before. The day after a game, full padded scrimmage. It was a scrimmage, wasn't it? He's like, if you're not going to play yesterday, you're going to play today. Mm. That was such a risky thing to do because you remember that was a short week. That was at Illinois on a Friday night. So you got to travel and you're a day short and you're putting your team through more. They went to Illinois and they won. So the two of the toughest losses, dare I say the two most frustrating losses since Matt Rhule's got here, Indiana last year and Michigan year one, you look at how they responded the very next week. There might be some things that were like, hey, we weren't crazy about this year one and two. Hopefully that's better in year three. I would say how they respond to adversity. Now, hopefully we don't have a whole lot of games like Michigan and Indiana this year. But when adversity hits, his teams the first 2 years here at Nebraska have shown how they'll respond with in a tough manner. They did not break. They did not break. They responded the very next week. All right, any final thoughts or anything off the text line before we head to break, Jake?
No, that's a big reason for my optimism for this season is those, and it might be, you know, you could say it considered something small, but we've seen some losses destroy teams before and kind of change courses of seasons. And, you know, it's not just, okay, well, here we are, you know, it's okay. Let's pick ourselves up, work to get back at it next week. Nobody was given, I mean, hardly anybody, I should say, was given Nebraska a shot against Ohio State, and they went in there and they made a game out of it. And we were all, remember, we're thinking like back-to-back big noons, this is going to be, you know, this could be potentially pretty damning for Nebraska's program. But that is a big reason. That's why, you know, you mentioned that potential for a loss at Cincinnati, and it might not be Cincinnati, but Nebraska might lose the game that they're expected to win this year. But I just don't have too much of a fear that it's going to go off the rails because of what they've been able to show, like you said, even through a less than 500 record through his first 2 years.
I completely agree with you, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.